showing our viewers 16 dead. Particularly bad day in Gaza. Give us the latest.
Yes, Afshin, just now we heard that a close friend of ours, a cameraman for Reuters Television, Fadl Shana'a, was targeted with other journalists in central Gaza by an Israeli drone, and he was instantly killed. Earlier, at least 11 people, including two children under the age of 13, were killed when helicopter gunships fired rockets at the places they were in. And around dawn today, as I mentioned in the earlier report, four members of Hamas's military wing were killed in eastern Gaza.
It sounds terrible. We're also hearing that Egypt has cut fuel supplies to Gaza. Is that true?
Egypt what?
Has cut fuel supplies to Gaza?
Well, Egypt does not supply Gaza with fuel. The only fuel comes in through Israel.
So there, but what is the fuel situation there?
Okay, today the Israeli Air Force and Army were killing people in central Gaza, Israel allowed a couple of fuel trucks to enter Gaza, probably to cover up for their ongoing crime in the central of Gaza.
And we're also hearing that Hamas leaders are leaving Gaza for Cairo to meet former President Jimmy Carter. Is that true?
Yes, Hamas Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zahar and Interior Minister Saeed Siam, they left Gaza to Egypt this morning for a meeting with former U.S. President Jimmy Carter.
And, I mean, international media, of course, famously seem to have forgotten about Gaza. Do you think because of this dreadful incident involving a Reuters cameraman dying because of Israeli fire may change things a little?
I hope so, because everyone here, even my cameraman, he's filming me right now while his tears in his eyes. He's a close friend of his as well. And everyone is touched, and this guy, everyone liked, and his footage is all over the place, all over the world.
And do you think that'll stop brave cameramen and brave reporters such as yourself going out to Gaza because of this continued Israeli fire?
I doubt it. I think we're all in a mission to expose the truth and expose the Israeli crimes to the entire world.
So there's absolutely no let-up in the violence. And are you expecting more this evening because of presumably how the Israelis see it, because of their soldiers dying, even though the ratio is so so uneven?
I reckon there'll be more casualties, especially that there's 15 people were wounded in the latest attack, and some of them critical injuries. And we don't have proper medical equipment to treat them, and we have lack of medicines and hospital supplies. So we expect more of these people to die, and I think the Israelis will not end this day. They'll probably kill a dozen more people.
Well, our condolences for the cameraman, and hopefully you'll be safe in the face of this continued Israeli aggression. Thank you very much, Ashraf.
Thank you.